Last summer, you teamed up with the Epiphany Farms Group. Can you tell me how that went and if you're planning to do that again in 2020?
It went well. Both parties, we learned a lot about how to put these packages together. But Epiphany Farms Hospitality Group will be with us again. They'll be our season sponsor. We'll be creating packages. We'll be tweaking it a little bit in terms of things that we've learned about. Patrons can look at our website as we finalize these plans. Everything will be there. But you can expect packages for dinner and a show, both at a discount. There'll be brunch packages and dinner packages. Mostly they'll be featuring Bakery and Pickle or the Epiphany Farms or Anjou Above. Those are the places that we will be creating these packages for. And so we're very excited about that. They also sponsor our Bard Bash and Cabaret, which is our end of the season party and celebration, and they cater that. So we were very pleased with their cooperation with us, this partnership of farm to table dining and wonderful classic theater. It seems like a great marriage.
Well, there are some stalwarts with the Shakespeare Festival. Theater for young audiences, is that coming back?
Oh, yes. We will be doing that again. The title isn't known at this time, but I'm looking to have Nancy Steele Brokaw, our in-house playwright, write an original piece that will be connected to Shakespeare in some way in our season. And she does such a wonderful job. Last year's Who Stole Cleopatra, extremely popular. We are also touring that to schools during the school year. So we're taking that to schools along with the production of Romeo and Juliet as part of our Bard in a Box series that is features ISU acting students going on tour to the schools locally, but it's sponsored by the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. And so that play is going to be on the lawn. It'll be presented free on Thursday and Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock at Ewing Theater, and everyone can check the website at illinoisshakes.com for the calendar of all those events. Those should all be there now.
Will you be bringing back the Improvised Shakespeare Company? Because I know they're very popular.
Yeah, we did one performance last year and it went really well. Everyone's very positive about it. We are working with them now to solidify when that date will. We'll probably do a one-shot performance on a Sunday evening, but we haven't finalized that, so I can't announce the date. But both parties are positive about it, and so I expect us to sign a contract soon and put that into play, because we would like to have them back. It's a perfect connection of our Shakespeare Festival and then these amazing guys that come on. They write a play in front of you, essentially using a suggestion from the audience like any other improv, but they do it in verse, which is, I find it incredible. And our audiences, we had a really nice audience turnout last year, and it was lovely.